Adele Boucher is the editor of Book 2 of Peace River Remembers, which is set to come out later this year. I've got her on a call with me here, and I just wanted to do a bit of an interview and find out more about that book. So, Adele, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
So, for myself, I grew up in the Grimshaw area and went to university and came back and taught school at T.A. Norris Junior High School for over 20 years. Then I was in business downtown. I bought Miller Travel, and in summers I operated a tour company for tourists that came to this area. And during that time, I sat on the tourism committee for the Chamber of Commerce and helped update some signage and things like that. And I'm a local person who's spent a lot of time looking into history, so therefore I do step on guiding tours for people and tell them the stories of the countryside. And my hobby, I guess, in the history line relates to being with the Sir Alexander Mackenzie Historical Society. And I've served as treasurer and president and helped some of the major projects that the society has done, the museum expansion. And now our project is working on book 2 of Peace River's history book. And I was honored to receive the Queen's Golden Jubilee Medal in 2002, and the history book project goes back to me having served as editor for Grimshaw's history book that was published in 1980, and so now people say, well, when are you going to do book 2 for Peace River? So that's what we're working on.
All right. So you've had an interest in history most of your life. Like, you majored in history and you've been involved with the Alexander Mackenzie Historical Society for nearly 40 years now. What was it that originally got you so interested in history?
My paternal grandmother was a teacher in her day. She had been born in 1885 and then came west, and she had a little black book, or several little black books, and she wrote everything down. So whenever we needed something, we would go and ask Grandma about it, and she would tell us. And as she got older, I started writing down the stories that she told about her life and her kids' lives and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so by 1985, for her 100th birthday, I had put it all together and done a small publication for the family.
Oh, wow.
And so you just kind of get the history bug and keep going. So I've done other family histories on my mother's side as well as my dad's. And for all the years I was at T.A. Norris School, I also did the school yearbook. So I was in contact with, like, the publishing companies and printers and things like that.
Okay.
And then having that background, English major, history minor, when the Grimshaw group started putting a book together, they said, okay, kid, you get to be the editor. And 40 years ago, I was a kid, of course.
Yeah, I'm sure that wasn't stressful at all.
Again, that book took several years. It came out in 1980, but we started it 6 or 7 years before.
Okay.
Because 1980, we weren't as computerized as everything is now. So editing meant 2 or 3 people read it, made their marks with different colored pens. Then the typed copy went back to a typist and was redone. And then the committee put it together in the sense of arranging chapters and maps and photos. And we printed with Friesen printers who are in Altona, just south of Winnipeg. And so for about the last week that they were preparing the book, I just went to Winnipeg and stayed there and worked on it.
All right. So, of course, this whole interview is about book 2 of Peace River Remembers. Could you tell me just a little bit about what the book is about?
So it is a follow-up to book 1. So we will have some areas that are a continuation of what started in book 1, and we'll have chapters related to that. So basically, the table of contents includes about 500 stories divided into sections like historical things in Peace River in related to significance of in Canada. And then we do a chapter on the heritage places around town. That's an extension of a program that operates at the museum. We look at things in the town of Peace River, mayor, council, properties that they look after, like the airport, the library, the museum. A little bit on the floods that we've had in Peace River, because there was a chapter on that in the first book. Then we look at government functions, the MLAs, the MPs, anything that the government operates, so to speak, like the post office. We have a chapter on health services, about the hospitals, the health unit, dangerous housing, the doctors and nurses. Chapter on schools, the Peace River School Division, the Holy Family School Division, the adult ed section. Little chapter on the 12 churches in town. Chapter on organizations, clubs, and teams. And then the major part of the book is about 350 stories of families, some who continue their family story from book one, some who are born and raised here, what we'd call the baby boomer generation, and then a little bit on people that came later. And we were cutting off on this book at about 1990. The first book went to about 1950, and then we're cutting off at about 1990. And people who have come since or are the generation since then, they'll just have to put their story in for book three.
I suppose so.
In the next 10 years. We've actually been working on this book for about 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And again, it's a volunteer activity. And people have moved away. People have passed away. People have retired. So we haven't had, other than myself and Joyce Crumley, we're about the only two people that have worked on the book for the full 10-year period.
Oh, wow.
And so right now we have new people that have been helping in the last couple of years, people that are great on computers and spreadsheets and all that kind of stuff. And now our book is at the printers. It has been since July. We had hoped it would be available by Christmas so that people could give it as a Christmas gift. But with COVID affecting the plant in Winnipeg, they've had to stagger their shifts of workers for social distancing, all that sort of thing. And just like everything else, COVID's kind of thrown a loop into it.
Yeah, no kidding.
So our book is not yet completed at the printers in the sense of them arranging it in columns and putting in the pictures. I've done a batch of what they call galley proofs, where they send me back those pages, but that's maybe only a third of the book done at this stage. So
okay.
We expect it could be another couple of months before the print version actually gets to us.
Okay. So in total, there's, you said 500 stories plus photos. Just off the top of your head, do you have a favorite story?
I had chaired the national group that related to the Sir Alexander Mackenzie Voyageur route, the pathway that he took, and then that was a reenactment program over 4 years, and then they had arrived in Peace River, 200 years from the time he had arrived here and left. And at that time, I had my tour bus, and we followed that excursion from here to Bella Coola, which is where Mackenzie reached the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a life obsession with me. I've kind of followed Mackenzie's track. Most places he's been in Canada. I've been back to Scotland a couple of times and did things over there. I have some Mackenzie friends that live here around Peace River, and we went to an international clan gathering in Scotland a few years back. Melvin Mackenzie is a long-time pioneer family, and he and his wife went with us at that time.
All right, so at this point, I'm sure there's lots of people who want to get those pre-orders in. Could you let us know how they can make that happen?
So we've sent letters to those people who made an advance deposit about 6 or 8 years ago. We have still had their money and held it. That was about 50 people at that time.
Okay.
We anticipate ordering about 1,000 copies of this book. And the final cost of the book is set by how many copies we order and how many pages are in the book, which we don't quite know yet. So we are taking advance orders so that we can estimate how many books to buy, get them printed. And we do that by asking for a $50 deposit per book. And we had set up with the Peace River Museum that people could stop there and leave some money and whatnot. But of course, the museum is closed. And we're then relying on people to do their booking with us and send their money to us in two methods. If you can send a check, we need the check made out to the Historical Society, which, to shorten it up, we say SAM for Sir Alexander Mackenzie. So checks to the SAM Historical Society. And they can mail checks to Post Office Box 5102 in Peace River. Postal code T8S1R7. For people who don't have checks anymore and would like to do it more quickly, we're set up at the bank, the CIBC, to take e-transfers. And so that's helping quite a bit. And when you make an e-transfer, you have to link it to an email address. So for our purposes, the address is prbook2, two as a number, at gmail.com. So prbook2@gmail.com. And then the transfer at the bank will ask people for some kind of question. We need you to ask a question that will get the answer prbook2.
All right.
That's sort of the code way. So if you ask a different question and it doesn't quite fit, we're still going to give you the same answer because that's how e-transfers work. You have to follow the system.
Exactly.
We can keep track of both the check deposits and the e-transfers. We'd have an email address, of course, if you registered by the bank, and we would have a record from checks. So those people will be added to our list. A lot of them may have already been contacted by email or by snail mail because we have the files on these 350 stories. And for most of them, we have a contact of some sort. We will be taking advance orders for probably the next month. So we'll have some posters around town and try to contact people because by the end of February or the middle of February, we pretty well have to confirm a number to the printers for them to get started with the printing over there. For some people who had a story in book one, which was printed in 1984, we're also reprinting that book one. And again, the cost per book depends on how many we print. Since they're just reprinting it, they don't have to do a lot of setup. Then we can order less books, and we're aiming to order 300 copies, and we're asking for a deposit of $60 on that. I keep saying books because we anticipate this book is going to be large, and rather than put it in a binding like the first book, which was like 750 pages in one volume, that's very hard to handle. It's not a coffee table style book.
Yeah.
And the binding doesn't last. So we anticipate that we will print book two in two volumes,
okay,
half and half. And we're also going to reprint book one in two volumes because, as I said, it's large and cumbersome and the binding doesn't last. Then for anybody that wants to buy both books, they'll be a nice set of four smaller books that are manageable, say about 350, 400 pages each.
All right, so have you got anything else that you'd like to add to this?
Well, for people that have been submitting their stories in the last 5, 4, 3, 2 years, I'm sure they are getting excited to actually see it in print. And we're all excited, too, because we can see the end. I'll be able to find my sewing table again because all this stuff sits at my house at present time. And in future, then the gift shop at the Peace River Museum will have both volumes available for sale. It's been a great project. It's very interesting. For me, I dig in a little deeper than what some people have given for their information if they mention an event or a place. Part of editing is what you call editorial discretion. I can't have bad words or mean expressions in there. And secondly, for historical accuracy, it's up to me to check these things out if somebody makes a reference to something. And it's easier, of course, if I've already done a story on people say 1958 instead of 1968 or something like that. So it's very interesting, but it's worth it. I'm happy to have some friends, Anne Rosine and Nancy Ethier, who are high-tech people that can do all kinds of stuff on the computer. I'm okay at word processing and editing. But when it comes time to spreadsheets and keeping track of, like, these deposits and the money and whatnot, they're very helpful. Our treasurer is Brian Rowling, a retired accountant, so he's very helpful in looking after the funds, and he manages that e-transfer business at the bank. And well, thank you for giving us time on the radio. A lot of people, you know, will see a poster but maybe not get too much background on it. And especially people that we weren't able to contact because of a name and address. This, we hope, will let them contact us and get everything updated.
Yeah, that would be awesome. All right, so that pretty much concludes the interview here. I just have one final question for you, completely random, nothing to do with anything. Are you a cat person or are you a dog person?
I'm a dog person.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much for doing this interview.
Why do you ask about the dog?
I just wanted to know.